سلام 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 Peaceful.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Dean Show. Today we're going to be covering the Bible. What is the Bible? Where did this book come from? We're going to be trying to educate you, the audience. But you know what? I'm going to have to go find somebody qualified to talk about it. So I'm going to be right back, search to make sure I get a wise man, a person who knows the Bible well, and we'll be right back to discuss the Bible, what it is, where it came from. Sit tight, and we'll be right back on the Dean Show. Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Is that you, Yusuf Estes?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Peace be unto you. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad I found you.
You look familiar.
I'm Eddie from the Dean Show.
Eddie from the Dean Show?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for you.
You're looking for me? You found me.
I need you to come on the show and ask some very important questions.
About?
About the Bible.
The Bible?
Yes, and I heard you qualified to do that. Being a former preacher, minister,
well,
you know it well.
I've been accused of worse, I guess.
Can you come on and join us and help us out?
Let me check my schedule. Yes, I can come.
All right, let's go to the Dean's Show.
Let's do it. Let's
go. Stay tuned, we'll be right there.
Salam, 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 salam. Peaceful, 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 peace. Peaceful, peaceful.
Assalamu alaikum,
Sheikh. Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm glad I found you.
Alhamdulillah. I'm still kind of surprised that your approach to just come out there and to ask me to come be on here and talk about the Bible. This is surprising.
Well, what better person to bring on? Someone who's a former preacher,
yeah, but
minister.
That's the key. Former. I'm a Muslim now.
Well, you know what? You have a lot of experience with the Bible, so we want to get down to it. We want to educate the masses, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, Christians and people who aren't Muslim. We want to know, what is this book, the Bible, where it came from? Give us some highlights, some insight about this.
But there's a point here before we get into the program, and I hope I don't disappoint you. I hope you didn't bring me all the way over here, and I'm going to disappoint you now. Because I tell you, I don't consider myself an expert of the Bible, but what I can do is I can quote to you from what real experts of the Bible have said in the past and what they are saying today. That I can do.
That's good enough.
Is that okay? I can give you the references and people can check this out, but I don't want anybody to take me as being a Bible scholar today, because after all, I'm a Muslim and it wouldn't be right. I don't like, you know, if somebody is a Christian and he says he's an expert on the Quran, that's not fair, is it?
No.
No, so I don't want to do that either. But I will tell you that I have a lot of background with the Bible. When I was Christian, my father also had a lot of background. He was a Christian minister himself. One of the things about my dad, he had read the entire Bible by the time he was 10 years old. And hardly anybody does that anymore. And what I grew up hearing from him and from the people in our family is that they quote like this. My father would say, the Bible is the inspired word of man. Mm-hmm. And then he would say clearly, and this is how I understand it, that the Bible is not, in English, the word of God, but it is God inspiring man what to write. Okay? And even as a Muslim, I would say that that sounds fair. That sounds fair to say that, because we as Muslims, let's put our format out there, I think, first, so people know where we're coming from. Because you got non-Muslims listening to what I'm saying, so they want to know where you're coming from with what you got. Well, we have the Quran, and the Quran tells us that, in fact, the Bible came from God. Same thing my father used to say.
Yes.
But it doesn't exist in that format anymore. According to the Quran, it says that the people had changed, made changes to it, and man, being inspired by whatever he was inspired by, has made his changes to it. And the original doesn't exist, but it's the criterion for the Muslim. He has to believe in what is being sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what was sent down before. This is in the very beginning of the Quran. It says that. That they have to believe in what is anzila to you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa min qablik, before you, what was sent before you. And this is referring to the kitab. In Arabic language, kitab means a book. Okay, now what does that got to do with the Bible? Well, the word Bible itself is really not an English word. It became English word, mm-hmm. but it's originally Koine Greek. It was Biblios.
Biblios.
And it means book. Literally, it's a book.
So Bible means the book.
Yeah, bibliothek means a library. Mm-hmm. And so a place where you keep books. Now, the book is referred to in the Quran many times, and it's talking about the Kitab. And it even says Allah has His own book. There's a book with Allah that has everything. The Book of Life is called in Christianity. And that's with Allah, and that's Allah's book. It's not what the Quran. It's even bigger than this.
Now, just to make a note, when you say Allah, for our Christian viewers, non-Muslims, Allah is the Arabic word for...
Well, you have Arabic Christians, yes?
Yes.
You have Jewish people who are Arabs, yeah?
Yes.
So anybody who's an Arab, they use the word Allah. And there's a reason. Okay, English is deficient when it comes to religion. It's really not strong language for religion. And one of the things it has is this word called God. But in Arabic, the word for God is Ilah. Ilah, not Allah. It's Ilah. And that's anything that's worshipped.
So we're saying basically this
if you said my Ilah is Allah, that's correct. My God is Allah. But Allah is the name of...
That's the creator of the heavens and earth who we're talking about.
Also, it can't be made plural.
Yeah.
Ilah can be.
Mm-hmm.
Aliha is the plural.
Or no gender, female.
Gender, you can have gender with Ilah, but not with Allah.
So just for the people to know what we're talking about. Now back to the Bible.
Wait, one other point.
Yes.
Go to any hotel or motel on the planet.
Okay.
Okay, and when you go to the little drawer by the bed and you open it up, what are you going to find?
A Bible.
Yep. Open it, take it, turn about 6 pages, and it'll show you the translations to Arabic and other languages. Look at number 2, which is Arabic, and it will say right there in the Arabic language, "For Allah so loved the world." And it uses that. So there's the proof.
So let's go back to a book where many people try to live their life by. Is this, like you said, the inspired word of God? Or is it the inspired word of man? And how does someone know that this book is the guidance for a person to guide, to live his life by?
Well, first and foremost is that God can guide people by any way He wants to. Don't you think?
Yes.
If He can guide people by a stop sign if He wants to.
Yes.
He can guide them with a billboard or the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly He can guide them with the Bible to what He wants them to know or not know. But the guidance is always the key in Islam, is from Him. In order for the Quran to be guidance for us, there are conditions. And we've talked about it in some of our programs in the past, but I just want to set that out, that just because somebody reads Quran doesn't mean he's guided.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he reads the Bible doesn't mean he's not guided.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, but the point about the Bible is that it doesn't exist today in the original format.
We don't have it in the original.
The original format doesn't exist.
Okay.
Now, this is not just Yusuf Estes telling you this. This is what I know from all of the scholars of the Bible. From the Jewish, because that's the Old Testament, and from the Christians, and that's the New Testament. Let me lay this out for you and let you think about this. There are a number of books that you can go right now, Borders Books and Music, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of books that you can go and get in English, explaining clearly what the Bible really is by Bible scholars.
Yeah.
Now, I'll mention a couple. Who wrote the Bible? That's going to be dealing with the Old Testament by Richard Elliot Friedman. Now, that is clear. When you read that, you'll know that the original Bible, zero, does not exist.
Misquoting Jesus? Is that another good book?
Don't jump the gun.
Okay.
I got some more stuff for you first. The History of the Translations of the Bible to the English Language by F.F. Bruce. A very renowned and well-known Christian scholar.
Say that again?
F.F. Bruce. Just go to look up Bruce. B-R-U-C-E.
What's the name of the book?
It's something like The History of the Translations of the Bible to the English Language. It's a very long title.
Gotcha.
And he mentions some of the things there. Now, we're talking about really dyed-in-the-wool, strong Christians believing in the Bible. Yet they have said clearly that they don't have the original manuscripts.
Do they know who the authors are who are writing these books?
I'm going to come to that.
Okay.
Now, you're excited.
I'm very excited, yes.
Okay, let's look at another point. And I want to go now to the book that you mentioned, which is Misquoting Jesus. And the author also has Lost Christianities.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Bart Arum. And he used to be so strong preaching the Bible, and the Bible is the absolute word of God. It was revealed like this. Maybe even saying it was revealed in English. I don't know. By the way, no Bible could be revealed in English, because there was no English language until 900 years ago. 1066 AD. Mm-hmm. That's when the Normans invaded the Saxons, and that's when they established the England, and Anglican Church and English language. That's when it started. So how could it be any prophet ever spoke English?
No.
Well, that means everything has to be translated. So when you got a translation, it's not the original. And when you're not translating from an original, it's still going to be a problem. But Bart Arum is the one who really, I think, laid it out clear. Clear as can be. Because he says in each one of the books that he writes, he always puts this phrase in there. We do not have a copy of 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 anything original from any part of the Bible. And he repeats it. He said, I say it five times. We don't have even a copy of a copy that's a copy of a copy.